Thank you, John. Title of our cantata this year, in fact, we're doing something a little different. It's we're combining the adult cantata with the children, so pray for us. You never know. Well, tell you what, with children, you never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. But the title of the cantata this year is called Find the Babe, and that's a little bit unusual. When you think about it, it comes from the angelic message to the shepherds where they said, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And so it's with our hope and trust today that each of you have found the babe in your hearts this Christmas season.
Bethany, run as fast as you can. You can catch me on a melting snowman.
Oh, yes, I can. What's that? It sounds like carolers.
It is. Hey, there's Joey.
Mm. Dad just got home.
Let's go see what he's carrying. It might be a Christmas present for us.
Yeah, let's hide out behind the garage so he doesn't see us peeking.
Oh, man, it sure smells good in here. You must be working your fingers to the bone.
Well, not quite, but thanks. Did you have a good day at the shop?
Sure did. One company ordered 500,000 labels.
Wow. That'll keep you busy for a few days, won't it?
It will. And talk about busy. You would not believe the traffic on Main Street tonight. Christmas shoppers all over the place.
What's in that package?
Oh, you don't worry about those. It's almost Christmas, you know. Lots of surprises. Say, it's quiet. Where's the kids?
Oh, they're outside playing. I was just getting ready to call them in. Would you like some cookies and some coffee?
Sure. Thank you.
Bethany, Michael, time to come in.
Coming, Mom.
How about a warm cookie?
Sure. Hey, Dad.
Dad, did you see the carolers? They just passed by.
I haven't seen anything but you and these cookies.
Well, these are a new recipe, and these are your dad's favorite, I think. How about some 7-layer cookies? How about some milk?
I'll get it, Mom.
Thanks, Bethany.
Hey, Mom, why are those kids' faces on the milk carton?
Oh, those? Those are some children that are missing. The packaging company puts their pictures on the carton so that we can report one if we see them. Sometimes, no one ever finds them.
Do people ever find them?
Well, sometimes. Just last week, the newspaper reported about a boy up in the North Woods who got lost after school. He went out to ride his horse, and by the time it got dark, he hadn't come home yet. It's been days now since the search began, but the last report I read did sound hopeful because they did find the horse, but still no sign of the boy.
And sometimes people, they kidnap children.
That's right. That's why we always try to tell each other where we plan to be when we go out.
The kids, I do know of a story that some people were trying to find one Christmas morning.
Uh-huh. And they found him.
Who was it?
Tell us.
Let me spell it out the way my mother showed me.
Still change.
Bethany, why don't you go get me the Bible from the mantle?
Sure, Dad.
All right. Let's see. We better start in the book of Luke.
I can spell that. L-U-K-E.
Look, it's our neighbor, Mrs. Kurtz.
I'll get it. Oh, come on in, Martha. How can we help you?
Have any of you seen my little boy?
Joey?
Yes, Joey. He went out to play over an hour ago, and I haven't seen him. I've been calling, I've been searching, but he's not answering. I don't know where he could be. Have you seen those cars racing through the neighborhood?
Yes, but about 20 minutes ago.
Okay. I called Sergeant Klein down at the police station, and they said he's out on another, investigating another call, that they'd let him know to be on the lookout for Joey. I've called John's office, and nobody's answering his work phone, and I'm just scared.
We did see him out in front of your house about an hour ago, but we haven't seen him since.
Carolers? You don't think he followed them, do you? He can be blocks away by now.
Calm down. We'll find him. Let me get my coat. Now, what was he wearing?
He was wearing a brown coat and a striped scarf. And he was carrying a bag on a stick, kind of like a hobo. What could he possibly have had in that bag?
We'll find him. It might be best if you go ahead and read the Christmas story to the kids, and we'll talk about it when I get back.
Okay, honey. Please be safe. We'll be praying for you.
Can we pray right
He's
now?
He's never done anything like this before.
For Bethany.
I don't even know what he's doing.
Go ahead,
what
Bethany.
What is he thinking?
We'll pray right now.
Dear Lord, help Dad and Mrs. Kurtz to find Joey soon. And help us to learn what we need from your word. Amen.
Okay. Now, where were we?
I remember. L-U-K-E.
That's right. Luke, chapter 2. Here it is. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. All went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was. While they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
That reminds me of a way in a manger.
You know, when you were about 3 years old, you used to sit in that tiny red rocker by the fireplace, cuddle your baby dolly, and sing that song over and over. Do you still remember all the words?
Uh-huh.
Your Grandma Sanders got the biggest kick out of watching you do that. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. That was beautiful, children. Here, look at this picture in my Bible. That's my Uncle Bill. That's my brother, your Uncle Bill. And Aunt May that same year. That wreath was kind of an ugly but a cute thing, wasn't it? We used to hang that on the mantle. I'll never forget one Christmas. I had wrapped my dolly in an old sheet, swaddling clothes, you know. And I had started singing Away in a Manger when out from the linen closet came my brother, your Uncle Bill, wrapped in towels hanging every which direction, just begging to act out the next scene.
What scene is that?
Well, let me explain. The Bible says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Then the shepherds said, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
What did they do with their sheep? Did they bring them to the stable?
I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. But what it does say is really important. Listen. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. The scripture says that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. But I've often wondered what was going through her mind that night. I wonder if she thought how incredible it was that she was part of fulfilling prophecy, or maybe she thought about her boy would be the promised king. I'm not sure. But as a mother, I can probably guess what you're thinking right now.
What?
You're thinking how you'd like some more milk and cookies.
Sure.
Right?
How'd you...
Well, let's just say there are some things that a mother knows.
I'd like another cookie too, please. They're always best when they're fresh.
Sure, Bethany.
Hey, maybe.
Hello?
Is it Dad?
Hi, honey. Well, did they find Joey?
Is he safe?
No. What about the scarf? Oh.
Is he okay?
No. Well, is he okay? Okay, well, please hurry, and we'll be praying for you. Mr. Gordon's there, too. Okay, thank you. We'll be praying for you. Thank you for calling, honey. Bye.
Did they, dear Lord, please,
please let them find Joey.
Did they find him?
Well, some of the men are out helping your dad search, but so far, there's no sign of Joey. They did find a scarf, though, on the front fence, but they haven't found him yet.
Mom, can we just finish the Bible story?
That's right. I guess worrying never solves anything.
You know, I'd be worried too if it were one of you, though. I know of a baby that some men, though, were trying to find sometime later. Do you happen to know who they were?
I know who they were.
Who were they?
The wise men.
Yes, wise men is right, but wise men and women do not talk with their mouths full, do they?
No, ma'am.
These men from the east headed to Jerusalem to look for the newborn king. Where do you expect they would? Where do you think they would expect a king to be born?
In a hospital?
Michael, they didn't have hospitals back then, did they, Mom?
Well, not like today, Bethany. However, these wise men must have expected that a king would be born in a palace. So they went to see King Herod.
Then what happened?
Can I tell him, Mom?
All right. Go ahead, Bethany.
Well, when Herod heard the wise men tell about the star and their plans were to worship the baby, Herod got upset and jealous, but he sent them to Bethlehem anyway.
You're right, sweetheart. Herod said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also."
Worship Christ, worship Christ.
The star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. Yes, the wise men found the babe. They fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts.
I know what they were.
Tell us, Michael.
Gold and Frankenstein.
That's close. It's frankincense. It comes from incense trees in Arabia. It costs a lot of money. But do you remember the other gift that they brought?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
That's right. But do you know what gift God wants from us today?
I don't have any gold, Mom, but he can have the $7.18 in my bank.
That's very thoughtful, Michael, but God does not really want your piggy bank or anything else.
What I think he really wants is me. Right, Mom?
That's right. He wants each one of us to seek him with our whole heart and trust him with our lives, just like these in the story. Wise men and women still search for the truth today.
Condemned, burned and killed for their heresy, yet in God's strength they stood true.
Matthew tells us that when the wise men were warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us.
Comes Dad now.
I wonder if they found Joey.
Dad, did they find him?
How was he?
Hold on, wait a minute, calm down.
He's not hurt, is he?
No, he's fine. We searched the entire neighborhood, following every clue we had.
Well, thank the Lord, what happened?
Well, apparently after the carolers went by, Joey went back to that old shed behind their house. I think a few nails are holding that thing together.
I did see him going back there the other day, but I didn't think anything about it until now. What was he doing?
Well, using some old popsicle sticks and some glue, he made a Christmas ornament for his mom. He even found some red paint for it. That bag that Mrs. Kurtz mentioned, that was his wrapping supplies. Scissors, tape, and some old newspaper.
How ironic. Here we are, all frantic. The whole neighborhood's out searching for the missing child. And little Joey is sitting in the back of the shed painting popsicle sticks for his mother, for an ornament for the tree. Now that is funny.
Yeah, he was just finishing his wrapping job when I found him.
Does Mrs. Kurtz know about the gift?
I don't know, Michael, but I'm sure she's just glad Joey's safe.
Well, I won't tell.
Me neither.
What an unforgettable evening. The cookies, the Christmas carolers, the Christmas story, and Joey's strange disappearance.
I'm glad we won't have to find Joey's picture on the back of a milk carton. But I know when I see those missing children on the back of our milk or our bulletin board, I'll think of Jesus.
And all the children and the people who still need to find the babe.
Thank you.
All right, they did a great job, didn't they? And choir, thank you. Did a tremendous job. All you kids, actors, stay right there. Don't go. Don't go! Back, 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 back. Now, parents, if you want to get it, they still got, well, do they still have their angel costumes on? Okay, well, maybe the back people can help put their costumes on. I know you want pictures, so feel free to use any of this area for pictures when we're done. It would be remiss of me not to mention those that directed this and had such a part in it. A lot of work went into it. It was a team effort. Appreciate Robin and her family that did all this set and all the drama. Thank you for them. And then Jerry, my wife, and Lori, and Gina, kind of a last-minute fill-in, did a lot there as well. And with the music part of it, and so, and Adam, and not, last but not least, Uncle Steve over there. I don't know why I put uncle in. You just seem like an uncle, all right? So appreciate that, all their hard work. Brian, always faithful back there doing all the sound. Other people, ladies behind, Jen and Marcia doing the costumes. And let's just give them a round of applause. You can be seated now, kids, and choir, and I see there's still time for me to preach, but you got the lights off, so I have no idea what that clock says back there, so we could be in trouble. You could turn the lights back on, but let me just share with you a little bit about this message. Find the babe. Can you think with me just a few minutes about that? You know, when they came, and it's depicted the shepherds sought for the babe in Bethlehem, the wise men sought for the babe in Bethlehem. They found it. They founded the babe, didn't they? All right. But most of all, can I get this across to you today? They found the babe in their hearts. In their hearts. Now, you might know the whole Christmas story and you say, oh, I've heard this 1,000 times. But has it ever gotten into your heart? Have you found the babe, Jesus Christ, in your heart? Listen to these verses in Romans 10. It says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Can I say they found him in their hearts? They came and worshiped the baby Jesus, the wise men, the shepherds, because they knew that was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That was the Savior of the world. And they needed him in their hearts. They believed in him. They came in faith. You know, that's something that each one of us must make an individual decision in our own life, in our own hearts. But here's the interesting thing about it. When these wise men and shepherds and anyone today that comes to Christ by faith finds Christ, really they understand, now get this, that really they were not seeking him, but Christ was seeking them all along. In fact, Jesus said, I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. John 6:44 says, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me, drawing him. You know, can I tell you that Jesus is seeking you today? He's seeking you. And you're not here by accident. If you've never had a time in your life when you received and trusted in Christ and believed in him in your heart, he's seeking you today. He's speaking to you in your heart today, right now, right here. And that's no accident. And we can certainly say, thank you, Lord, for seeking me. Because as a sinner, there's nothing good in me that I really ever sought you. And Christians, we can remember back to the day when we accepted Christ, and truly we can say, Lord, thank you for seeking me and finding me. I found you, but really you found me. And for those of you that maybe have never had that time in your life, can I tell you, it's very simple. Some people say there's 3 steps. I say there's 4. It's all about the same. But number one, what do I do? What do I do to find that babe, Christ, Jesus, in my heart today? Well, number one, realize you're a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Every one of us are turned away from God by our nature and our will, and we're separated from God. So we must realize that we're sinners. We must. I talk to people sometimes, and I've had people tell me, had one gentleman tell me, he said, don't bother with me. Go down to the high school and talk to them. I'm not a sinner. Oh, yes, you are. We are. Every one of us. Number two, you must realize there's a penalty for sin. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. That's the bad news. That is, because we sin, we're separated from God. And if we die that way, we'll be separated all eternity. How horrible, the wages of sin. And that speaks of a eternal death and separation from God in a place called hell. We're all headed there. We're all doomed. The human race is doomed. We must realize that's the penalty for our sin. Parents, when your kid sins, kids, when you sin, you get either sent to your room, spanked, or maybe something far worse. I don't know, okay? Maybe grounded. Teenagers get grounded. All right, that's your penalty for sin. God says there's a penalty for sin, and that's death and hell. You must realize you're a sinner. You must realize that the penalty for sin is death and hell. But thirdly, you must realize that Jesus paid that penalty on the cross. The rest of that verse says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And can I tell you, Jesus loves you and is offering you eternal life. That babe did not stay as a baby, did he? He grew up, lived a perfect life, and then he died as a sacrifice on the cross for your sin and for mine. Well, that's something to get excited about, isn't it? All right. But the last thing, and number four, is you must believe in your heart that Jesus did that for you. And you must come to him. Really, you must find the babe. And I trust that if you haven't, you will today. Can we have every head bowed and every eye closed? The Bible also says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is, there must come a time in your heart and life when you believe, but yet you also must tell the Lord. It says, if you confess with your mouth, have you confessed with your mouth? Have you asked him to save your soul? We're going to give what we call an invitation here, and if you're new here and visiting, what we do, we will ask you to raise your hand, but that's just because we want to pray for you. And so can I ask you this today? Is there one here, you're sitting here and you say, God's tugging at my heart. I put this off far too long. I need to be saved. I need to find the babe today. Would you pray for me? Would you raise your hand? Just, I'm the only one looking. Just raise it up real quick right down. It's our prayer and desire. We've been praying a lot that maybe one would come to Christ. Children, moms, dads, grandparents, just raise your hand quickly. You say, hey, I'm not sure of that. In my life, I need to get it settled. I'll not point you out or embarrass you, but I do want to pray for you. In a minute, we're going to have music play, and I want to give you a chance before this service is over to talk to someone about that. If the Lord is tugging at your heart regarding that issue of salvation, your own personal salvation, would you just come forward and as the music plays in just a little bit, and we could talk to you about that, have someone take you to side room and show you how you can know. Christians, maybe there's something in your life and heart. Maybe you need to find the babe anew and afresh in your heart and life. Families, maybe you need to rededicate yourself to the Lord. Maybe you need to come together and say, hey, we want to live for Christ. Boy, that would be a blessing if God would do that today. Father, we ask, Lord, your blessing and help on this time of invitation, even as we close this service, we ask. In Jesus' name, would you keep your head bowed and eyes closed and stand? Would you stand with me to your feet? The instruments are going to play, and then be mindset of other people in your aisle. If they need to get out and talk to somebody, would you just step back a little bit? And so as the instruments play, I'm going to ask, I'm going to be right down front, and then we'll just do one verse, and then Don will come and lead us in that song. But during this verse right now, please be in silent prayer. And lost, if you're not saved, would you come at this time?
Take your hymn books, turn to hymn number 127. 127.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming. We'd like to meet you if you're visiting. And where's my wife? Oh, okay, there she is, singing in the choir. We'll be in the back, and so I'm going to invite her to come on out here with me. And two things. We can really use some men's help to clear all this stage again and put all the pulpit furniture back one more time. And maybe you could even have a Shirley's cookie with it. You know, isn't it fitting that the guy here that was acting and talking about cookies is none other than Mr. Shirley himself? Tyler, wherever he is. All right. And they're real, well, those don't look like Shirley cookies. There might be some of them up there. There they are. All right. But anyway, hey, parents, too, if you want to get pictures, please feel free to do that as well before they start tearing everything apart. Okay. Deacons, I need to meet just a few minutes, too, with a couple things. Let's close in a word of prayer. And again, thank you for being here today. Father, we thank you so much for your love and blessing, for the great program you've given us. And Lord, I pray today, even as we're on our way out, that if there's still one without the Lord Jesus, Lord, today they get that settled in their heart and in their mind. Even as they drive home this afternoon, Father, may our hearts be renewed. Bring us back out again tonight safely, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.